In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our gospel reading for today deals with the Holy Spirit. And I once heard a theologian describe the Holy Spirit as the passive member of the Trinity. Now, I have to admit, I sometimes find it difficult to express the Holy Spirit. I struggle for the right words or the right image to try and get a firm grasp on this member of the Trinity. I think the difficulty arises because the Holy Spirit is so ethereal. It comes across as so otherworldly that we spend so much time talking about its indescribable qualities. But passive is not a word I've ever thought of when contemplating the Holy Spirit. That image has never crossed my mind. If we apply that image to our gospel reading for today, I do not think that it fits. Jesus declares that the Holy Spirit will be an advocate for his followers. Now, advocate, for most of us, probably carries with it some legal connotations. Someone who stands by you on your behalf, who pleads your case for you. In a more everyday sense, an advocate is someone who is on your side, who has your back, someone there to support you and what you do. If we all stopped and thought about it, we could probably create a list of those people in our lives or that we have learned about in history who have lived lives filled with the Holy Spirit, who have been our advocates. That friend who always seems to know what you need in a time of crisis, being available to lean on, saying the words of encouragement you need to hear. Those teachers who have helped to guide and shape and mold us into the people we are today and the people that we will become. The family member who seems to have a bottomless reserve of patience for us, loving us seemingly in spite of ourselves. There's also those people in history who've not only shaped the lives of those around them, but the lives of history itself. One of those people for me is Dorothy Day. She was a writer and an activist, part of the Catholic Workers' Movement. She was involved in pacifist actions and bringing the plight of the homeless and the poor to the forefront of people's conscience, and she worked directly on their behalf. She was also a convert to the Roman Catholic Church. Her faith in God would become a focal point of her life. Her belief in a living God would be the foundation of her life's work. Now, there are two things about her that have always struck me the most. The first is a quote attributed to her. In response to people saying that she was a modern-day saint, she responded with, "Don't call me a saint. I don't want to be dismissed so easily." That's the kind of firebrand attitude that would give her the courage to do the work she did for so many years. The second is a story about her and communion. A young priest was with her and some colleagues, and they had an impromptu communion service. Having none of the regular communion vessels, such as a chalice, a coffee mug was substituted in. After the service, Dorothy Day took the coffee mug, dug a hole, kissed it, and buried it in the earth. With this simple act, she showed how alive and present the Spirit was for her in the world, how an everyday object could be transformed and turned into something more, something holy. She knew that through human prayer and God's promise, this ordinary mug was no longer just a coffee mug. And so to make sure it never got used for anything other than the Holy Communion which had transformed it and changed it, she took it and she buried it. This person who didn't want to be a saint saw saintly things all around her. Another person I think of often as showing a deep sense of the Holy Spirit is Martin Luther King. Now, we could spend hours and hours recounting the stories of his life and all the things he said and wrote that make him quotable, but I want to remember his time in prison in a Birmingham jail cell and the letter that he wrote from it. He wrote, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly." Now, the beauty and the passion and the depth of his writing is an amazing thing, but the fact that it came out during the most dangerous times of the civil rights movements, from the confines and isolation of a prison cell, is nothing less than a miracle. When you read these words, you can feel the Holy Spirit in them. And you can know how alive the Spirit was for Dr. King. That in this moment of great trial and tribulation, he used it to proclaim God's message. He used it to proclaim what he knew to be true about God's love for his people. And he didn't just write this message for the Christians of his day. He also wrote it for us and for future generations to come. He used what he had at his means and disposal to always be a messenger of God, to be an advocate of the Holy Spirit. So, if the Holy Spirit is ever passive, it is because we are being passive. The Holy Spirit is an agent of holy grace in the world, and it works by and through us. It advocates the work we do in God's name. It guides us when we discern God's call to us. It supports us in the ministries we undertake. It stands by our side when we have doubts. The Holy Spirit is on our side in all that we do in response to God. The Holy Spirit stirs in us when we live out the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is our advocate when we reach out to those around us in need, when we strive and struggle to bring the light of Christ to the dark places of our society, when we have moments of doubt and find ourselves in a spiritual desert. The Spirit is ever by our side, helping to guide us back on the path of God, helping to reunite us with the love of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is ever passive. It is because we are being passive in response to God's call to us. But I don't think it is passive. I think the Spirit is always leading us to communion with one another, to communion with God. The Spirit is always guiding us to those places in the world where our work done in God's name is needed. The Spirit is always lifting us up as individuals and lifting us up as a community. Now, it doesn't matter what age we are, what careers we have, or any of those other ways we define ourselves. We as people, ordinary people who are born and live and die, can do extraordinary things through the Holy Spirit. It is our great advocate, and it advocates to the great work we can do in God's name. No matter who we are made into something greater by it. We are united together and united to God. There is no end to the witness we can make to God's love with an advocate such as this. Amen.